This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said India is moving ahead with self-confidence and that the country's cultural heritage has played a key role in this progress. Mr. Modi was addressing the gathering on the occasion of Somnath Amrit Parv celebrations at the Somnath Temple in Gujarat. The celebrations marks the completion of 75 years since inauguration of the restored temple. The Prime Minister said the reconstruction of the temple by Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel reflected India's commitment to preserving its heritage with pride.
आजादी के समय सरदार साहब ने 500 से ज्यादा रियासतों को जोड़कर एक भारत का आधुनिक स्वरूप गढ़ा था तो साथ ही सोमनाथ के पुनर्निर्माण से उन्होंने दुनिया को बताया था भारत केवल आजाद नहीं हुआ है भारत अपने प्राचीन गौरव को पुनः हासिल करने के मार्ग पर भी अब आगे बढ़ चुका है.
Speaking about National Technology Day, Prime Minister Modi praised scientists behind 1998 Pokhran 2 nuclear tests. During the event, the Prime Minister released a commemorative postage stamp and a special 75 rupee coin to mark the occasion. Early in the day, Prime Minister Modi offered prayers and performed puja at Somnath Temple. The Mahapuja was followed by the Kumbh Abhishek and flag hoisting ceremony. West Bengal Chief Minister Subhendu Adhikari today said that the state government has decided to transfer land to the Border Security Force BSF within 45 days for erecting a fence along the Bangladesh border. The decisions were taken in the first cabinet meeting held today after the formation of new government in the state following recent assembly polls. Mr. Adhikari also announced the implementation of the center's flagship Ayushman Bharat Health Scheme and several other schemes of the union government in the state. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today chaired a meeting of the informal empowered group of ministers constituted to monitor the situation in West Asia. The meeting was held to review the evolving situation in the region. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon countrymen to become a partner in strengthening the nation amid the West Asia crisis. The Prime Minister made the seven appeals to the nation while addressing a function in Hyderabad yesterday. He urged citizens to help conserve foreign exchange reserves by reducing the consumption of imported fuel through the use of public transport and carpooling. The Prime Minister's appeal comes at a time when crude oil prices are trading above $100 per barrel due to the West Asia crisis and the deadlock in the Strait of Hormuz still persists. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnav has also urged citizens and businesses to reduce expenditure on items that require foreign exchange in view of the ongoing global uncertainties. He was addressing the CII Annual Business Summit in New Delhi today. Country's economy has stayed resilient despite global headwinds. According to an SBI research report released today, the economy is projected to grow by 6.6% in the fiscal year 2026-27. The report also estimates real GDP growth at nearly 7.2% in the fourth quarter of the last fiscal year. Benchmark domestic equity indices fell around 1.5% today as a fresh flare-up in US and Iran tensions led to a rise in crude oil prices and dampened investor sentiment. The BSE Sensex plunged 1,313 points to close at 76,015. The NSE Nifty lost 360 points to settle at 23,816. In an environment, forest and climate change minister Bhupendra Yadav today said that corporate funding is essential for habitat restoration, technology-driven monitoring and community-based conservation of big cats. Addressing a CII annual business summit in New Delhi, the minister urged industry leaders to actively support global big cat conservation efforts. In football, India will play against host China in the crucial quarterfinal match at the AFC Under-17 Women's Asian Cup in Suzhou today. A win will seal India's qualification for the FIFA Under-17 Women's World Cup, marking the country's first ever qualification to a FIFA World Cup. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings will face Delhi Capitals in Dharmashala this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.